Happy New Year! Happy freaking new Earth, new planet, new world, new paradigm. This is my first podcast conversation with you since 2023. This is also a rebirthing moment. I'm currently recording this on the full moon. It is 24/24, January 24th, 2024. It's pouring rain. Feels like a total rebirth. Feels like a total fresh, clean slate. I'm on my way home from the most powerful, rich, decadent, deeply intimate and transformative retreat that I facilitated with Carolyn Chilia, who does all the body work, and I do all the energy work. We created the most fucking beautiful masterpiece. It was extremely intimate, so much one-on-one, potent upgrading that occurred. And I just felt really inspired to record and connect and share with you guys on the podcast. So one quick thing there, what we discovered today, I mean, I've been doing this for, I guess, 3 years now, running retreats and ceremonies, and I've impacted hundreds and hundreds of lives through in-person experiences, thousands of lives through virtual experiences, and the ripple effect is infinite, and I'm just getting started. And the power of what occurred today, having a small group, having time and space to pour from a space of overflow and focus and devotion to really put these women in their divine femininity by being in our divine masculinity, by holding them one-on-one, deep, small group. It was transformational. And Carolyn and I, and if you don't know who Carolyn is, she's a good friend of mine. She's been my body worker for years. I've worked with her as a client. She's worked with me as a client. We're friends. We've evolved together over the last many years. We both met when we were both in clinical kinesiology, studying the human body in deep ways. And now we're doing more esoteric things, but still connected through the body portal. Nonetheless, she is extremely high level. She works hands-on with clients on the body. She also does very unique NLP, hypnosis, mindset work as well. She owns Define Body Contouring in London, Ontario, and we collaborated on this retreat, and we decided today this is the fucking start of a whole new reality, because we are in full devotion to small private retreats now, like beyond. So it's not going to be something we are launching. It's going to be something people can reach out to us and ask, hey, can I book a 2-person retreat, 3-person retreat, 4-person retreat, 5-person retreat, 6-person retreat, a small group retreat from 2 to 6 people. Can I book that? Yes, you can. Like, let's go. So that's the vibe. If you're someone who's like, ooh, I want that for my company, for my staff, for my family, for my friends, for my girlfriends, for me and my husband, for me and my wife, whoever, whatever, you know you want the deep transformation of rebirthing, breath work, receptivity, healing, quantum healing, inner child healing. You also want body work, massage, fascial stretch, cupping, lymphatic drainage, everything. We pulled out all the stops, hot tub, infrared. We've done it all. It was insane what we provided today. And it's just the standard of what we want to provide. And that means smaller groups, retreats. I'll still be doing large group ceremonies and events and speaking experiences and transmissions. Yes, that will still be happening and it's going to be life-changing as it always is. But in terms of full-day retreats, we're going deep. Small group, private. So send me or Carolyn a message if you're interested in getting something scheduled. Okay, enough about that. The whole reason I'm here recording with you guys is it feels like a new reality. And I've been saying this for a while because that's kind of how I live. I just decide, okay, it's a new moment, it's a new day, it's a new reality. And that's probably why I evolve really quickly and succeed and achieve and receive and feel joyful and I'm happy and light and prosperous and abundant in my life. I forgive really easily. I release really easily. I let go really easily. I create really easily. Because I live in that energy of like, it's a new moment. It's a new moment. It's a new moment. Like, I'm alive now. Life chose me, so I'm going to choose me. It's happening now. So take on that belief if you don't already. Take on that energy if you don't already. But all that aside, like, this is a fucking new birth and a rebirth. So astrologically, Pluto left Capricorn, where it was stationed for 15 years, transitioned into Aquarius. It's also Sun in Aquarius right now. And Aquarius is about changing and transformation and releasing and letting go and starting over and being unique and being authentic and being original and weird and alive and very esoteric and misunderstood. When we really lean into the sun sign of whatever zodiac placement we're in based on the months of the year, and right now it being Sun in Aquarius, when we lean into the attributes of those signs, we experience new edges of ourselves. And when we experience new edges of ourselves, we become a whole fucking human, right? A multidimensional whole human. So with Pluto entering Aquarius, which will be there now for many years, with the Sun in Aquarius, take a moment, take a breath. Where can you invite more authenticity into your life? Where can you invite more uniqueness into your life? Where can you invite change and transformation and newness in your life? Something I often am saying to my one-on-one clients is, you need to do things differently. If you went left, now you go right. If your nature is to do this, let's try doing that. I'm consciously working with my clients to reprogram and rewire their brain at all times so that what they're operating from is an awakened state where they're always transforming and changing. When my clients are always effortlessly rewiring and reprogramming, they're actually alive in the moment. When you're alive in the moment, you're actually experiencing the experience. You're experiencing the experience of life. You're in sensuality. You're in pleasure. You're in beingness. Like, you're fucking being a human being. So if you allow yourself to do something new all the time. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. Okay. Yeah. Ooh, when in, like a when in Rome mentality, which I love. I love the when in Rome mentality. It's like, sure. Yeah, let's do that. Okay. Yes. Let's try that. When you are willing to mix it up and you're willing to go left where you used to go right, and you're willing to choose B where you used to choose A, and you're willing to lean a little more feminine where you used to be a little more masculine, or lean a little more masculine where you used to lean a little more feminine. When you're comfortable and you become comfortable with change, and you become comfortable with new pathways in your brain, you're operating in a state of presence. You're operating in a state of, this is a new moment. This is a fresh slate. This is a new beginning. This is a new opportunity. And you are rebelling against limitation. And you're rebelling against old, outdated conditions. And you're rebelling against old, outdated programs. And you're living in fucking newness. Like, that is powerful. That is what creates change in your life. So let's lean into that with this energy, this age of Aquarius, this sun in Aquarius, this Pluto in Aquarius, this energy of newness, different, differentiation, individualization, individuation. Let's lean into that a little bit more. Now, what does this mean? This means that your old identity, your old self, your old thoughts, your old beliefs, your old programs and patterns and actions and behaviors and habits are just that. They're fucking old. They're old. And they continue cycles and they continue results. They don't match the new next level version of reality for you. They don't match the new identity. They don't match the new results. They don't match the new dreams and goals and aspirations and fucking levels of happiness and success and joy and pleasure and inner peace. It doesn't match, right? If it matched, you'd be experiencing that euphoria all the time. So what this means is, we cannot bring that old identity, that old self, the old patterns into the new reality. So we must sacrifice to the fire, to the flames, this old way of being, this old pattern, this old habit, this old paradigm. Now that's uncomfortable because of a few reasons. Number one, it takes conscious reprogramming. Moving left when you used to move right. Choosing A when you used to choose B. It takes fucking work to get out of the bed on a different side of the bed, to wake up at a different time, to actually be intentional. Does this food support me? Does this drink support me? Do these people support me? Does this relationship fucking support me? Does this habit fucking support me? Does this thought or belief support me? Like, that takes work. That takes intentionality. That takes focus. Okay, so that's one thing. The other thing that's uncomfortable about it is to be different, to do different, to change means that people who you love and people who love you are going to experience you differently. You're not only changing yourself, you're changing their reality because you're changing their sense of the universe and the planet and their world is different because you're different. So they're constantly having to adjust to your new power and your new frequency and your new vibration, your new freedom and your new joy and your new happiness and your new success and your new peace. Like, that's like a big ask for them, right? If they're not committed in their own life, if they're not devoted to their own ascension, if they're not devoted to their own alchemy and their own purpose and their own joy, they're going to be uncomfortable with you changing, right? So it's uncomfortable to sacrifice in the fire, in the flames, this old version, right? If it was easy, everyone would be doing it all the time. Change isn't easy. Transformation isn't easy, but it is constantly happening. And it's something that we can lean into and enjoy. It's something we can create and amplify. It's something we can surrender to and accept. A little moment of a break here because my beautiful mom, Therese Bowler, who owns Renewal Retreat, which is the retreat center that our retreat was at today, she was calling to check in and just see how today went. Divine. So a little moment of interruption, but a little teaching and lesson on this is something I used to do speaking of doing things differently, where you used to go left, now going right, something I used to do is if someone was calling me and I didn't, if I was in the middle of something, right? Like I'm recording a podcast, like talking, you know, here on the podcast. Yeah, I'm recording through my phone. Yeah, I'm driving, but that's just what I do because I'm efficient and I do what feels right in the moment. I record the podcast only from the phone, from my car, from the bathtub, as you guys know. But something I used to do would be like, oh, I don't want to talk. Like, I'm not in the mood. I don't want to talk. Not answering. That used to be, it started as a really powerful thing for me. Like, it was very empowering to be like, nope, I don't want to talk. I'm focused on myself or focused on whatever I'm doing. It used to be very powerful. And then it became this sense of control and like this idea that like, there's not enough time. There's no time. There's no time. There's no time. I'm too busy. I'm doing all these things. And then I was like, had these thoughts of like, wow, like I have so many people in my life that love me so much. Like my family loves me so much. Mitch loves me so much. I have countless friends who love me so much. Like I'm so loved. And if someone's calling me to talk to me, that's a fucking gift. And that's part of being a human on earth. And I am very grateful that I am so loved and that people are calling me to talk to me. So I made a decision a couple, I don't know, like a year ago, many months ago, of like, no matter what I'm doing, if someone calls me, I'm going to answer it if I have my phone near me. Okay. If I don't have my phone near me and I miss a call, it's because I don't have my phone near me. Fine. But like, if I'm on my phone doing Instagram, doing emailing, doing admin, doing accounting, whatever the fuck, if someone calls me, instead of me being like, nope, I'm doing this, I answer it. Because to me, that is me going right to where I used to go left. It's a choice to be in the moment. It's a choice to be receptive. It's a choice to be like, oh, this is what life wants from me right now. Life is showing me this phone call. Life wants me to answer this call. Life is calling me right now. So anyways, that's why instead of just ending that and continuing to record, not that you guys know because it's all edited together anyways, but the little moment there is that we've had a blip because a phone call came through. And to me, it's speaking of which, as I'm recording, Carolyn, who I just did the retreat with today, just sent a text. It just came through on the top. I'm in another dimension, LOL. On her drive home. So funny. So yeah, just the example there of like in my life, I'm literally consciously always going right where I used to go left, choosing A where I used to choose B, like changing my brain, changing my choices, being open and receptive to what life is fucking asking of me. So if my mom's calling me, I'm going to fucking answer because I'm blessed and grateful that I have a mom who is alive, who wants to talk to me, you know? So anyhow, quick little interlude. Now let me get back to what I was talking about. Okay, back where we left off. Change is something we should be getting fucking comfortable with. And actually loving change. If we want to live a beautiful life where we're actually alive, you know, we're alive. It's a big thing I'm always talking about with my clients is aliveness. What's your scale of aliveness? Like, are you feeling fucking alive? Are you feeling passion? Are you feeling joy? Are you feeling pleasure? Are you fucking alive? Change means you're alive. Change means you're alive. Stagnancy, yawn, boring. Doing the same fucking thing, boring. Getting the same results, having the same reality. You wouldn't be listening to this if you wanted to live the same fucking life that you lived last year and the year before and the year before that. You're listening to this. You're in my world. You're receiving these codes. You're listening to the podcast. You're working with me. You're tapped in. Because you're ready for your next level that will naturally evolve into the next level beyond that It will naturally evolve to the next level beyond that and beyond and beyond and beyond. The better it gets, the better it gets, right? The better it gets, the better it fucking gets. And that means change. And change for some people is uncomfortable. Change for some people is painful. Change for some people is hard. How can we lean in a little bit deeper? How can we become friends with change? How can we choose change every day? Doesn't mean you're not going to have the things you love. Doesn't mean you're not going to have your routines and rituals and ways of being. Like, be fucking who you are all day long. Be truly who you are, please. But maybe let's change the borrowed identities, the borrowed conditions, the borrowed limitations, the borrowed beliefs, the borrowed fucking identities, and the borrowed behaviors, and the borrowed thoughts, and the borrowed patterns and cycles and programs that are not actually true for you, that never fucking were, that maybe you got programmed in at a young age, maybe you got programmed in through habitual ways of being. Who knows? Who fucking cares? If you want to deep dive into rebirthing that and healing that and clearing that, you're going to want to come and work one-on-one with me or another therapist or hypnotherapist or quantum healer or channel. Get the support and do that. But also decide right fucking now that if it's old and it's outdated and you can name it, and you can look at it and you go, that's not who I want to be. That's not true for me. That's not my truth. That's a borrowed, limited way of being, right? That's a lack paradigm. That's a doubt paradigm. That's a fear paradigm. That's not fucking my truth. Then choose right now that that is going to change. Choose that that's going to change. Because Aquarius, Sun, for the next month, Pluto in Aquarius for the next many fucking years, if you see and pay attention to what's going on astrologically, if you see and pay attention to what's going on in the planet, if you see and pay attention to what's going on in your own beautiful sacred body, if you see and pay attention to what's going on in the collective, you will see that it is time for change. The time is fucking now. This is your moment. A rebirth, a renewal, a transformation. It's fucking time. And you deserve it. And you are worthy of it. And you have fucking earned it. My God, have you earned it? It's time. Not that you need a permission slip, but if you've so, help me God, thought that you needed a permission slip, let this be it. That there could not be a better time to transform, to change, to step into the new than right now. Than right now. If you wait, if you procrastinate, if you continue to self-sabotage, if you continue to stay in fear, if you continue to be in doubt or lack, if you continue to be in a separative paradigm of separation, an illusion of separation, an illusion of scarcity, if you continue on that path, you are blocking, stopping, and procrastinating your dreams, procrastinating your goals, procrastinating your desires, procrastinating on your dream life. For what? Perfect timing? There's no such thing. The only timing is fucking divine timing, and the divine timing is now. You must decide, you must choose, the universe will respond. You must decide, you must choose, the world will respond. The world is literally responding to your standards all the time. The world is responding to your standards all the time. It is a good fucking time to raise the standards for your life. It is a good time to let go of what is not fucking true for you anymore. It is a good time to say goodbye to what needs to be sacrificed and burned in the fucking flames and let it go. It is a good time to step up and into the new. It is a good time to choose again. It is a good time to choose something better. A good time to choose something lighter and higher. It's a good time. Because when you decide, the world shifts. When you set the standard, the world responds. The world is responding to your standards. The time is now. Raise it up, level it up, choose you. Choose you. Today at the retreat, what came through for one of the women was, take your fucking life back. Take your life back. What are you waiting for? Yesterday, in a one-on-one session with a client, a bi-weekly client who I see every 2 weeks, same message. Take your fucking life back. Take your life back. Be loyal to you. 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 This theme is important. This theme is timely. This theme is fucking potent and powerful, and it inspires me. And fuck, am I living a good life? But I'm inspired to live an even better life because I'm going to choose me even more. More, more, more. I want more for me. I want more for me. I deserve more. I deserve better. More, more, more. Thank you. More, please. Be loyal to you. Be loyal to your success. Be loyal to your health. Be loyal to your prosperity. Be loyal to your legacy. Be loyal to your beliefs. Be loyal to your joy. Be loyal to your happiness. Be loyal to your fucking peace. Stop being loyal to people who are giving you fucking crumbs. Stop being loyal to smallness. Stop being loyal to outdated programs and beliefs. Stop being loyal to systems and structures that don't serve you. Stop being loyal to other people's emotions. Be loyal to your fucking self. Be loyal to your highest self. Period. Everyone wins. This is the individuation to oneness I speak of. This is the individuation to oneness that is a pillar of all the work that I do. This is individuation to oneness. Pour into yourself. Be loyal to yourself. Fucking overflow yourself. From that space, you will naturally, effortlessly want to give and serve and share and be generous and integral and kind and loving and pure because you're being fucking supported. So be loyal to yourself. Take your fucking life back. Don't wait until you're on your deathbed. Don't wait until something crazy happens in your life. Don't wait until something traumatic fucking happens. Don't wait until you lose someone you love. Fucking decide now to take your life back right fucking now. Ooh, baby. This is serious stuff. Serious stuff. So my loves, take your life back. Be loyal to yourself. Choose you. It's fucking time. It is time. I'll say this all the live long day, but holy fuck is it time. Some things I want to leave you with. To meditate on, to feel into, to witness in yourself. What are you avoiding? Where can your life get better? How can you pour more deeply and unapologetically into who the fuck you want to be? Where can you choose yourself bigger? Where can you give yourself more? Where can you love yourself more? Love yourself into loving your fucking life. Love yourself into loving your life. Love yourself into living your life. I love myself so much that I can easily love everyone I meet. I love people easily. I love them. People are amazing. I love myself so much that I don't settle. I know that there's always more available and better always available, and I'm grateful as fuck for what I have, but of course it can get better. And I love myself and I deserve that and I'm worthy of that and I give myself that. Thank you. I also receive that. God, source, angels, universe, give it to me. Give it to me. Thank you. More. It just keeps getting better. It just keeps getting better. So feel into these prompts. Feel into this energy. If you feel called to take it deeper, if you feel like choosing myself and choosing my dream life is saying fucking yes to going deeper, send me a message. One-on-one work. Let's talk about the containers. Let's talk about what would support you. Is it weekly sessions? Is it bi-weekly sessions? What do you need? Let's talk about it. Let's see what feels right for you, what supports you. Let's fucking dive deep. Is it a private retreat? Let's go. Let's set it up. Is it an upcoming event? Is it an upcoming speaking event? An upcoming signing? Get your sexy self there. Is it my ongoing membership that I'm doing in collaboration with Danielle Amos? Encoded Conversations? Holy fuck. Get in there. Is it reading my book, Unfuckwizable, and actually doing the work? It's actually impossible to not do the work if you read the book. Like, you will be fucking inspired. You'll read one page and you'll put it down and you'll be like, holy fuck, I could run a marathon. What is it for you? What is it for you? How can you lean in a little bit more? How can you expand a little bit more? Maybe you've been listening to my podcast for a long time. Maybe this is the day you actually take a leap and you work with me in a higher, deeper capacity. You actually let me see you. You actually let me know you. You actually let me hold you. You actually let me facilitate you. Right? Maybe it's expanding yourself financially. Maybe it's expanding your vulnerability. Maybe it's expanding your leap. But trust it. You deserve it. You're worthy of it. I guarantee results for my clients because it's a fucking guarantee. I'm working with Source and Infinite Intelligence. It's easy for me to transform your life, but you have to choose it. You have to want it. So what is it gonna be? I know you're feeling inspired. I know you're feeling activated. Come take it deeper. If you want more details on what Encoded Conversations is, head to our Instagram, get the details from me and Danielle Amos, send me a message, chat about it, check the details at the link in my bio on Instagram. I'll put the link here in the show notes. Is it one-on-one? Message me. Let's talk about it. Read the details. See what I do. See the modalities that I do. I do a ton of crazy, unconventional, powerful work. Are you open for it? Are you ready for it? Get my book. If you haven't read my book yet, let's fucking go. Get your sexy self to Amazon, to Indigo, to a small bookstore near you. Get your hands on the book. Unfuckwithable, by the way, is what it's called. Get yourself to a retreat. Get yourself to an experience. Get in this energy. All the live long day, I'm doing this. This is my life's purpose. Changing your life is easy for me. You just have to say yes. I love you. It's time. You know who the fuck you are, and I'll remind you all the live long day. Now act accordingly and live accordingly. I love you.